Cardi 104. Hello, I'm Rachel Goodfellow, and I'm the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. In this regular monthly programme, I go out and about, finding out what local charities and good causes are up to, visiting a few key people, and trying to see at first hand how their hard work benefits others in the community. I then see how other charities can network and help each other. We have interviews with organisers and participants, and I'll be producing a monthly roundup of some of the charity events that are happening in our area over the coming weeks. Well, today in the studio, I've got Steve Shapland, who's based in Sherborne and who started and runs a charity called Charity Driftwood. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you very much indeed.
Right, now, before we actually talk about the charity Driftwood itself, let's go right back to the beginning and of your times in Vietnam.
Well, my connections with Vietnam started 14 years ago, when my son, Tom, was made redundant from his job in Sherborne making furniture, and he got a one-year contract to go and work in Vietnam. He stayed a lot more than 1 year, but he's still there now. He never came back. And 1 year when we were out there, it was about 2007, 2008, he was very busy and just told us to go and occupy ourselves in the city, in Ho Chi Minh City, and we did. And we ended up in an orphanage. And that was the start of it all, really. We saw the need, and we started trying to raise money for the orphanage in Vietnam, the Dieu Jacques orphanage, which was a Buddhist-run orphanage. And we could see that all of the money was going there, but initially, the money that we raised went to things like buying all the children pyjamas, and we wanted to make sure that the money got where it needed to get to. So we bought pyjamas, we bought paint to paint the dormitories. We did things like that to start with. But my son, right from the word go, had said, "You're helping the wrong people, really. This orphanage, whilst it's very needy, is right in the middle of an expat area. They get lots of support. Why don't you look for someone else who you could support that is a bit more needy and perhaps tries to affect the root causes of this, of so many children being orphans or effective orphans?" And that was where we made a connection with the Blue Dragon Children's Foundation. And we've travelled extensively. We go every year to Vietnam. Last year, we went to Ha Giang, which is an area right up near the Chinese border, where, because of the mountains, there is no border as such, and children are very easily spirited away over the border. And in May this year, for example, the Blue Dragon split up a group who were keeping, I think it was 8 or 9 14, 15 year old girls permanently pregnant to provide the Chinese market with children, and couples that didn't have children, they would buy them, and these 14, 15 year old girls were kept permanently pregnant to do that. The problems are multi-layered. You can go back all the way through. You could go back before the Vietnam War, but if we start in the Vietnam War, we've got the issues of 12 million gallons of Agent Orange being pumped onto the Vietnamese landscape, so that even now that has rendered land useless, and it has created a situation where 5 million people in Vietnam are disabled through taking in Agent Orange through the food chain. We've got 800,000 tons of unexploded bombs still in Vietnam, which renders something like 40,000 have been killed since the end of the war. And that adds to the 5 million disabled. That was included in the number. So we've got huge issues, all of which lead to very, very, very poor families. And sometimes, it's got to be said, sometimes these children aren't spirited away. Sometimes they are taken away with a parent's knowledge, but not very often. The issue with the border is the fact that because it's so mountainous and because it's so remote, a lot of the children don't have birth certificates. So it's an issue trying to prove that they even exist a lot of the time. So one of the things Blue Dragon does is try and make sure that children have got birth certificates. Over the years, they've helped 12,500 get legal papers. Reminds me of an occasion once, slightly different occasion, but once when we were still helping with the orphanage, one time when we were there, a baby was found on the streets, left alone, just left on the streets, taken into the orphanage, and on close inspection, not only did it have a cleft palate, but they also found that it was of indeterminate sex, which was a big issue. So they had a little bit of an appeal, got some money together to take the child to Australia to try and do something about this. And ultimately they couldn't, because the child had no papers, therefore it couldn't get a passport, therefore it couldn't be taken to Australia. So the child stayed as he was. Well, I've gone on rather a long time, but that's the reason why I've got so involved in what I do. I just saw all of that and firsthand and thought, gosh, if there's anything I can do that's going to help out here, that would be brilliant.
Fantastic. So that is where Charity Driftwood started.
That's where we started. That's where it all goes, yeah.
So explain first of all what Charity Driftwood does.
Okay, well, I started by making Christmas trees. Charity Driftwood started by making Christmas trees. Up until then, we had just been raising money in the usual traditional way, sponsored walks and runs and different things like that. But I wanted to do something a bit more permanent. So I started by making Christmas trees because one day we were down in Exeter, down in the arches, down by the river there, in the docks, and there were a lot of little artisan shops there, and one shop was selling Christmas trees made out of driftwood, and they were charging £200. My wife, I want one of those, I'd love one of those. So I said I'd make her one, so I did. And that went up in the house, and other people saw it, and family saw it. And before I could look around, I was making Christmas trees for other people, and that's where it all took off. And then I got to thinking after a little while, well, why just restrict myself to Christmas time? Why don't I make things out of driftwood during the rest of the year? And from that, then I now go to fetes and other different events and try and sell my things there.
That's wonderful. So do you forage for the driftwood?
Yeah, we go to the North Somerset coast near Bristol. It all gets funneled along the Bristol Channel, because there's quite a good area to pick up driftwood up there. Not so good on the Dorset coast. You don't get many big pieces. So we go to the North Somerset coast and have a day out and pub lunch.
And then, of course, you have to come back and dry it.
And then I come back and dry it and grade it. It's quite difficult. It's quite difficult to dry it. And also, once it's got the saltiness about it, if it's out in a damp atmosphere, immediately absorbs moisture from the atmosphere again straight away and starts going dark again. So it is quite difficult sometimes to, you think you've got a really nice piece, and in actual fact it ends up being quite dark and not the pale, lovely wood that everybody knows as being driftwood.
Right.
But it's good fun.
So your garage is packed, is it? Or have you got a barn or something?
No, it's just an ordinary little garden shed in my ordinary little semi, and it's just packed out with driftwood and things that I've made waiting to be sold.
I have to say, you actually sent me over some pictures of what you've made, and they are just stunning, really stunning.
Thank you.
And in fact, for all you lot that have been on Charity Corner before and are coming to the next Charity Corner lunch, which is going to be here at the Hidden Age Trust base, which is basically my house, we are hoping to get Steve along with a couple of other people who also make things and sell things for charity, and of course Larry the poet, so that you can actually see firsthand what these people actually do. And of course, you know, the word is out for anybody out there who runs a club, a Rotarians, or at school. Steve's up for very much coming and doing talks, aren't you, about your experiences in Vietnam?
Yeah, I've gone to a couple of schools and done assemblies, but assemblies being what they are, they tend to be very short, and I would love the opportunity to explain to people what I do and perhaps get them to put their hands in their pockets and help me a little bit as well. Great.
Absolutely. And of course, other areas within the schools, like for example, I know Preston School in Yeovil will be listening to this, because he's a huge follower of Hidden East Trust and other charities. They've got the most amazing art department and so on, and he's always up for people going and doing demonstrations, taking along some of their works.
Yeah.
So please do get in touch. Now, you can obviously get in touch through my website, or through the Abbey 104 website, because this interview is going to be on there. But Steve, what's the best way of contacting you direct?
Well, I have got a Facebook page, or you can email me directly at charity.driftwood@gmail.com.
Now, the charity
Driftwood bit is a bit sneaky. Somebody else already had the name Charity Driftwood, so the Driftwood is spelt with a one instead of an I, and the two noughts are zeros. So that catches a lot of people out. But once we've made contact, it's much easier, obviously.
Of course, it would be really good. There are bound to be people out there listening to this that are thinking, do you know, I'd really like to help with this. What's the best help they can be? Finding driftwood?
I don't have an issue getting driftwood. I've got boxes, I've got dustbinfuls full of driftwood.
Oh, that would be forget useful.
Don't forget the driftwood. If you see a piece of really lovely driftwood, especially, yeah. I've got to say, the bigger pieces are the difficult ones to find.
Right.
So if somebody sees a really large piece and they don't mind carrying it all the way back to their car, then yes, please get in contact. But other than that, really, it's publicity. It's getting people to know what I do and getting me to perhaps talk to them and explain a bit more about what I do and getting people involved that way. That's it, really.
Yeah, very much so. And as I say, you know, tapping into the other charities that have been on Charity Corner is going to be very helpful for everybody, because everybody ends up helping each other,
yeah.
Got good ideas, all sorts of things. So thank you so, so much.
No, thank you.
And hopefully we'll speak again.
Yes, lovely.
Well, amazing. And I have to say, having seen some of the projects that he's done, it is well worth having some. And of course, he'll do commissions and so on as well. And if you want to know more about the Blue Dragon Children's Foundation in Vietnam, do look them up as well, and then you can actually see firsthand of the help that they're getting. But it's quite an incredible story, isn't it?
It's a great story, isn't it? And I remember Steve as a teacher when I was at school, okay, all those years ago, back in Foster's school. That was a long time ago.
Yes, you met and you went, ooh.
Yes, so, I know this man.
And I'm going to just repeat the Charity Driftwood email again. It is charity.driftwood@gmail.com, but remember the I is a one and the two O's are zeros, so then you won't get muddled up.
It's a bit confusing.
A bit confusing, but hey ho, never mind. And of course, if you want to be one of the charities on the show, please get in touch with me, rachelgoodfellow@hiddenneedstrust.org. Just get onto the website, all my contact details are there, and we can go from there. We'd love to have you on.
Okay, what's in the diary, Rachel?
Right, well, in the diary at the moment are hundreds of fates.
Yes.
Loads and loads of fates. I can't read them all out. And most of them are actually supporting village churches or schools. But on the 20th of July, it's the 14th Live Food Fair and Vintage Classic Car and Bike event at Live Village Hall. Now, I've been to this two or three times. It's a fabulous event. It really is. They have lots of producers there for food or drink producers. You've got the cars, lots of things like barbecues going on and ice creams, you name it, children's activities. It's a really good, fun family event. And adults are £2. Children under 15 are free. Obviously, if you're 16 and over, if you're like my children, they eat like anything, so they have to charge. And it's open from 10 until 4. If you want more details, look on to the website of livefoodfair.co.uk.
Anything else on your diary?
Well, there was. But I've had a bit of a hiccup the last couple of days, as Terry knows. And at this point, I've got to say a massive thank you to Yeovil Hospital, because my 16-year-old son has had to have a very quick emergency appendectomy. So I've been a little bit less prepared than I should have done this morning.
Not a problem, Rachel. Let me read a couple from the Abbey Diary. This is the Sherborne Steam and Waterwheel Centre, and the centre brings alive the history of Sherborne's water supplies. See the waterwheel and steam engines in operation and other vintage machinery and visiting attractions. Audio displays as well. Now, they have an open day, which is next Sunday, the 14th of July, from 11:30 until 3:30. Entry is by donation, and they rely on donations to cover their running expenses of around about £2,000 per year, and they're very grateful for any donations, especially when enhanced by gift aids. And there's tea and coffee and a picnic area and a toilet. Ooh, a toilet. Well, that's splendid. And wheelchair access to most areas, free parking on the road. That's at Oborne Road, Sherborne, Dorset DT93RX. Another one which is a little bit further hence, but nonetheless, before we are back with the next Charity Corner, this is the Chetnall Fete and Flower Show, which is Saturday the 3rd of August, 2 until 4:30 at Chetnall Village Hall, and it's Flower and Produce Show, live music, tea, cakes and pims, stalls and entertainment for all ages. It's £1 to get in, children are free, and all proceeds are going to local charities. So a couple there that are worthwhile. Perfect. Going to, and we'll no doubt have an equally, well, a bigger batch of them next time.
We certainly will. Well, hopefully next time we're going to be interviewing the Crewkerne Men's Shed, who have just moved premises, and hopefully we're going to go down and see it.
Crewkerne Men's Shed. Yes. I don't know too much about what they do, but
we'll find out because they've moved premises, and we'll see it and interview some of the people that are using the centre.
Okay, it'd be interesting to find out what that's all about.
Absolutely.
And that will be on Sunday the 4th of August at midday, as usual.
Yes.
Right, until then,
goodbye.